Attorney General John Ashcroft and the director of the FBI, Robert Mueller, warned today that they have good reason to believe that Al-Qaeda is planning to attack the United States this summer. The announcement came at a news conference today in Washington. Attorney General Ashcroft showed photographs of seven suspects who pose, in his words, a clear and present danger to America.
Senior news analyst Daniel Schorr says there's a disconnect between today's announcement and recent comments by President Bush.
On television Monday night, President Bush asserted, as he has many times, that Iraq is the central front in the war on terror. But not if you listen today to his attorney general and FBI director, who called an unusual news conference to issue a dire warning of credible intelligence indicating advanced terrorist plans to hit the United States hard this summer or fall. Perhaps during a summit meeting, perhaps during the Democratic or Republican conventions, perhaps, as with Spain in March, a massive bombing connected with the national election. And so what happened to the terrorist threat from Iraq? An ideological fixation dies hard. And the failure so far to discover weapons of mass destruction has left the president with terrorism as the next best rationale for invading Iraq. Today, most observers believe that Iraq played little or no role in 9/11 or other terrorist episodes. But since the invasion, Iraq has become a magnet for jihadists, that is, holy warriors, infiltrating Iraq to join the insurrection and avenge the assault on Arab soil. Raising the threat level on terrorist plans in America can serve as a political asset for the president. Americans care about terror more than they care about nation-building in Iraq. According to the latest Washington Post ABC poll, approval of the president's handling of the Iraq conflict has dropped to 40%, a new low, and disapproval of his handling of the prisoner abuse scandal stands at a dramatic 57%. But when it comes to dealing with terrorism, Mr. Bush leads Senator Kerry 52-39%. Thus, intended or not, raising the alarm about a terrorist threat in this country tends to play to the president's political strength as protector of the nation. This is Daniel Schorr.